You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This interview is brought to you by Discovery Employee Benefits.
It's a pretty tough time for those who are going to be retiring right now and had a bit of their savings invested in financial markets. Just given the turmoil that we have seen across most global markets this year. But to discuss the impact of the market volatility on retirement savings in further detail, I'm joined by Guy Channels. He's the head of employee benefits at Discovery. Guy, thanks so much for your time. Just how badly has the volatility in markets this year impacted the retirement savings scene?
Hi, Fifi. It's been a bad year. Local markets are down about 10, maybe a bit more than 10% year to date. Global markets even worse, with America's S&P 500 down about 20%. So if you've been in an aggressive balanced fund, as most retirement fund savers are, you could be down 1 or 2, 3% year to date, which is obviously not good. Most people aren't really tracking the markets. They're just checking from time to time that their balance is going up. And you may have checked recently and found that your balance has either stayed level or has maybe even gone a little bit down. So concerning times for retirement fund savers.
Mm-hmm. I suppose if you still have a lot more time left, it's not as bad as if you are thinking or are reaching retirement age right now. I'm interested in what the concerns of some of your clients, the key concerns they have at this present moment in time, particularly those that are quite close to a retirement, and what you're telling them.
Yeah, for those who are close to retirement, what we would have told them some years back, and most would have done this, is to start shifting their asset mix away from very volatile assets like equities, more towards things like bonds, into something you would call perhaps a conservative balanced fund. And they would be okay at the moment. It wouldn't have been a great year, but they wouldn't be down. And then I suppose what most people... they think about retirement as this event at which everything will change, but that's not really the case. At retirement, you stop accumulating, but it doesn't mean that you have to move out of the market and lock in any losses that you may have sustained. You can stay invested in a living annuity or something like that for some time and give yourself a chance for the market to recover. So we would say to anyone, whether you've got a long time to retirement and you're aggressively positioned, or even if you're close to retirement, just to hang tight while the market does its usual ups and downs and gives us all sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm. So hang tight and not make any meaningful changes to your exposure in the markets right now, be it local or global, or is there a room to make some adjustments just depending on where you are in the retirement race at this stage?
Yeah, the general rule of thumb is when things have gone bad, not to make knee-jerk reactions. That's by and large the biggest mistake investors make. Within anyone's kind of personal circumstances, there may be room for a shift, and any investment manager worth their salt is really applying a lot of focus at the moment to make sure that they have their right asset allocation to make the most of any rebound that comes at an appropriate time. But most people, the biggest danger they face at the moment is making a knee-jerk reaction, not a sort of carefully calculated rebalance, but a knee-jerk reaction out of equities, and that would probably be a mistake. In the past, that's usually turned out to be a mistake, or perhaps I could say always turned out to be a mistake. And a good recent example that most people will remember, I don't have to sort of pull out the history books, is in 2020. We all lived through 2020 and remember how terrifying it was when markets were down 25% within the month of April 2020. And if you recall that vividly, in March 2020, after having had a bad February as well. But by the end of April, all of those March losses had been returned. And 3 months later, kind of beginning of February's highs had been reached. And by February 2021, a year later, you're up 10% on the previous highs of the market, which is a really great lesson, I suppose, in riding the wave and not knee-jerking out of equities into cash, which unfortunately some investors did do, and that has left them kind of irrevocably damaged.
Yeah, I think most of us and the listeners remember all too well the episode that happened in March 2020. I think for most of us as well, Guy, it's kind of feeling like deja vu in 2022 right now, just given what we have seen. But any idea, in your view, when all this market turmoil is going to end and what will likely be the factor that brings it to an end?
No. Unfortunately, my crystal ball stopped working. But, I mean, what we can, it's really helpful, I think, to just zoom out and say what we're experiencing is not unusual. I mean, every time the mix of factors is slightly different, but it's really helpful. Maybe you can go online and look for a long-term equity market graph or something like that, and you sort of zoom into a terrifying time like 2008 or 2020. It looks so dramatic. And then you zoom out and look at it over 10 years or 20 years, and you can hardly even see where that blip occurred. It's truly a little blip along the curve. And I think that's really helpful tonight. I don't know what the timing is, but I do know that things will have, this experience will eventually be kind of long gone, and people will have forgotten about it. Or at least those people who've managed to keep their cool will have forgotten about it. Others may really regret having kind of opted out. Yeah, I mean, one useful thing just to say is that South Africa's markets at the moment are being kind of pulled along by the global markets. You know, a lot of what happens in our markets in the short term is very much decided outside of South Africa. It has nothing to do with South Africa's growth prospects and politics and whatnot, simply because the global investment world is so big compared to South Africa's equity and bond markets. But it is helpful to remember that actually the fundamentals in South Africa are looking pretty good. You know, what's hurting the rest of the world is inflation and fears around inflation and how central bankers will have to really squeeze consumers in their markets to slow down inflation. But South Africa is not in that situation at all, actually. Our central bankers have earned themselves global acclaim with the way they've managed the economy up till now. And so our inflation prospects are looking pretty good, actually, at the moment, which is a really enviable position to be in globally. So South Africa is in a pretty good space, and South Africa's market should perform quite well over the next while.
All right. And those, as you said, who keep their cool will likely benefit from that upswing. But Guy, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks so much for your time just talking to us about retirement savings, what is happening, but also how it's not all doom and gloom for those who do keep their cool, of course. Guy Channels, the head of employee benefits at Discovery.
This interview was brought to you by Discovery Employee Benefits.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.